It's good to be again with family. We were just here last weekend. And last night, they were just saying, well, are you guys going back? We're here this weekend. We're going to be here next weekend. Then we're going to be here for the wedding. So we're going to be here a month. I don't know if so get used to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody still happy? I'm still flowing. Come on, let's give Jesus a good round of applause. I'm still flowing on the unity service. What a powerful, powerful unity service we had this past weekend. And, you know, our church is just overflowing on that. And I know that this morning we have a topic, Memorial Day. But before we get there, first and foremost of all, congratulations to all the graduates on behalf of my wife and I. What an achievement. Bachelor's degree, high school, graduating the home. We just pray that you excel and continue pursuing your call for the Lord Jesus. And then also, our condolences to Sister Lena, your mom. Is that what? Oh, retirement party. Sorry, I didn't mean that. But I misunderstood it. But, you know, God is good. God is good. So what I want to do this morning is go ahead and play that song we just played for a while from the communion. And then we're going to go ahead and prepare our hearts and just receive from God. How many can say amen, right? Go ahead and close your eyes and let's get about 30 seconds and worship the Lord.
My heart wants to
convey. Come on, let's raise your hands. Raise your hands all over this place.
This love I have for you.
Hallelujah. Your hand. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. And this morning, we just ask, oh God, that you continue to minister to us, God, in this special day of Memorial Day, that we remember those who sacrificed their lives for us, oh God, especially the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we just ask that you anoint this time and then just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a good round of applause. Come on, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. Come on, let's give the worship team a good round of applause. Everybody happy to be in the house of the Lord? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and put my timer. And, you know, when we were participating in the Holy Communion, I was broken. And the reason why being that is because this morning we want to remember those who sacrificed their life for us, not only in the military, but also family members and also in the kingdom of God. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to just go with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10. I'm going to read it, and then, I'm going to just minister. And this morning, what I want to do is, you know, remember those who went before us, and maybe we can understand those who, man, laid their lives for us so we can have the best. How many can say amen, right? And so it says like this in the New King James Version. It says this: by faith, Abraham, 11:8, obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as a foreigner in a different country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him in the same promise. For he waited for a city who has foundations, whose builder was maker, was God Almighty. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We just pray. And Lord, we just ask this morning, oh God, that as we come before you, Lord, that we just open our hearts and we honor those who went before us. And this morning, God, we just want to remember, and God, for all those that have blessed us by laying their lives for the cause. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, everybody good? Everybody happy? Praise the Lord. You know, our church is growing. It's on fire. And we want to thank you for your prayers. But we want to continue to go forward in the kingdom of God. So continue just to pray for us. Pray for us that God, I mean, we have people just, you know, position themselves. They're serving God. They love God. But we want to continue growing and be a part of next to Pastor Danny and Sister Barbara to be able to help the region fulfill the vision that God has given us as a Victory Outreach International Rio Grande. You know, as we were right now in communion, I was just thinking about pioneers, you know, those who go and step out. You know, I'm not going to be sentimental, but this morning I thought of my mom. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. She was a pioneer. My brother and I inherited a spirit from her. And that was called the pioneering spirit. We never knew it. We later found out when we became Christians and became pioneers in Victory Outreach. I'm from the old school. Can I say that? Amen? And what we're looking at today is we're going to remember those who pioneered by faith so we can have what we have today, but somebody laid their lives for us so we can have the best. How many can say amen, right? We're looking at Father Abraham. And because of Father Abraham, many of us became Christians. We're called children of the faith. And you might not believe you have faith, but it's in you. It was given to you because a pioneer, he does, and according to the definition, watch this. A pioneer is one who goes before, preparing the way for others, often with great difficulty, but with the optimism, determination, and faith that it will be worth the struggle for others. That's what a pioneer is. Somebody struggled. Somebody wanted to quit. Somebody wanted to give up. But because they thought of us, they kept on fighting. They kept on going. They kept on believing until they got the promise of God for their future generation. And the reason why I'm saying that is because my mom stepped out. Another definition says a pioneer is a person that's willing to endure hardships. You know, today, and I'm an American. I thank God an American. I could have been a Mexican. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about pioneering. I'm going to let you know why we should be thankful for spiritual pioneers. Men and women of faith. Men and women that believe. Men and women that were willing to take responsibilities, struggles, hardships for us to have a life in Jesus Christ. I'm here because of God, number one, but also of the pioneers of Victory Outreach. I thank God that a couple answered the call from New York to L.A. because one day I entered as a single man, not having a family, not having children. And now I got a family today because I'm a pioneer. And that's the reason why I was broken today, because I look at my family. I'm spending time with my family, right? And I thank God for God. I thank God for my brother. My brother was the first one to get saved in this familia. He pioneered the whole familia into Christianity. It wasn't easy. But there's not one day I don't tell my brother, thank you, bro. Thank you for not backsliding. Thank you for sticking it out, because you knew I was following. You knew I had a calling. You knew I had a purpose. And you were willing to fight for me and my family. And today, as we are remembering, let's remember the spirit of a pioneer. We're here. You're here because of a great couple in Albuquerque. I'm here because of the same couple. And we got to remember that. It says there that a pioneer would explore new places, try new things, not knowing how they're going to work. That a pioneer will look for paths that have been untouched, explore territory, endure hardships, and brave danger. How many want to thank God for pioneers? And what I pray as me, as a pioneer, is that my family will follow it. That my daughter, Pastor Danny said something very special. She said, they're strong. You know why? Can I preach it a little? They were raised in Victory Outreach without them liking it. They were born in VO. They were in the home with men with us, not choosing it because of me. But they saw pioneering at its best. I was one day in L.A., and I heard Pastor Sonny, and I had all the venti classes, but I wonder what it must be like to be out in the mission field and live by faith. If I'm going to learn real faith, I can't get it out of a textbook. I'm going to have to go out in the wilderness and learn it myself. It takes a type of spirit to leave all and learn by faith. But they saw us, the challenges, the struggles. But they saw God move as well. God provide. God change men's lives. God do miracles. And it began to build them in the faith that was we gave them. And we're still giving them that faith. My mom left Mexico and went to L.A. and pioneered the whole, my whole family. She was the first one. My dad was this. Let me give you what happened. My dad was from Mexico. He was from Coahuila, Torreon, my biological dad. And when they married there, they moved to Juarez because he was a good, educated man. He didn't like drinking. He didn't like smoking. He was a family man. So they got to Juarez. He opened up a shop. He went to a vocational school. Got back in the 50s to fix radios and fix, TVs. And that was the place. And so he wanted us to all be born in Mexico. My mom said, no. Mijos, they got to have an opportunity. I mean, you want to thank God for a pioneer. And they fought. And my mom said, no. They're going to be born in the United States. And you know how it happened is that every time my mom got pregnant, she was working in El Paso cleaning houses. And then she had us in El Paso, but we lived in Juarez. Amen. She was smart. And then I came around. She had us in El Paso. And then we lived in Juarez. And then my sister, 4 years later, was born in El Paso. But then we lived in Juarez. And how many know that God had it planned out for our whole family? Watch this. Pioneers. Because my father went to the streets, got out of nowhere. The devil came and made him an alcoholic, and he died in the streets of what is an alcoholic. And my mom said, I'm out of here. And she went to L.A. not knowing nobody to better the whole family and give us an opportunity for a new life. Not having family, house, not having jobs. She just landed and went and just believed that somehow, some way, it was going to open the door, not only for her, but for her whole family. And today, all my cousins, third cousins, three cousins, they're all good. They got properties. They got houses. They got all kinds of stuff. You know why? Because I'm a pioneer. My brother and I, come on, let's give Jesus a good round of applause. First thing a pioneer does that the scripture said that Father Abraham did, they step out not knowing where they're going. See, the problem with many people today, they want to figure God out. Give me a GPS. Give me a map quest. How is this going to happen? And God said, if you're going to be a pioneer, you just got to step out and trust me. If I say make a right, make a right. If I say stop, stop. If I say go, go. But a pioneer will follow the lead of God. We don't know. I don't know how Victory Outreach Deming happened. I still don't know. I still can't figure it out. God did it. All I did was landed there and said, okay, God. Because of the pioneering spirit in us. I landed. I tell men, not real quick, and men don't, I'm not here, but in my church. I tell men, how can you not hang with me when four women hang with me pioneering this church? Can these women be stronger than you? And who were that? My wife, Leslie, Monique, and Natalie. four homegirls in the home saw me go through it, saw me pioneer, saw us being left alone, but never giving up, always believing, not knowing what we were doing, criticized, but look what God has done. A pioneer. The memory here is this. Abraham didn't know. God said, just go. How? Where? And God said, I don't know, just go. Can you imagine walking around through life, says, where are you going? I'm going that way. How are you getting there? I don't know. How are you going to survive? I don't know. Do you have a house? Got to open the door. See, that's the pioneering spirit. This church, we didn't have the master plan, but look at what God has done through our pastors. That's why I follow them. I want more faith. I want more pioneering. I want to believe more. Why? Because I know now that as long as I just show up, never ask God for the plan, just ask God, help me, Lord. That's what a pioneer does. And today, man, many people can't come to church. Can I tap on your toes a little? Can I step on? And God wants to bless you and your family, but you got to become a pioneer. See, a pioneer has no luxury or right to relax because he's thinking of others. There's days, too. I tell my church sometimes, man, I feel like staying home. And then my wife goes, man, but you're the pastor. Oh, man. Pioneers don't have a time to relax. You know why? Somebody's looking at us. Somebody's following us. They're being wanting to be led. And a pioneer, that's what makes, we're no different than anybody else. What happens is this, that responsibility and that reminder takes a fire and a zeal within our lives. My mom was, I'm blessed because of my mom. And today I want to honor her. I usually don't say anything about, a lot of my family say, don't you miss, mijo, no extrañas su mamá, pobrecita su mamá. Grandma, tia, I'm not pobrecito. My mom is in heaven. She's waiting for us. But I got to say something. Honor where honor is due. If it wasn't for her pioneering spirit and believing for all of us, none of us will be in LA and blessed and prosperous as a family. But now God has called spiritual pioneers. And my brother was the first one and I was the second one. And now we're seeing God move in our families. Bring them to the true kingdom. How many can say amen? So that's the first thing about a pioneer. Pioneers are individuals who are dissatisfied with the status quo. That's why we get misunderstood in churches. Man, pastor, are you always mad? No, I'm just not satisfied. A pioneer will never be just, if you have a pioneering parent in the house, that's why children make it all messed up. Man, I can't please that lady. It's because pioneers, they always want better. They're never satisfied. I know, I live with one. Oh, hello, somebody. I get to my house. Oh, I'm glad you're home. Uh-oh, let me go to the home. Pioneers are never satisfied. Pioneers have a vision of something better beyond their immediate world and ways. Pioneers take responsibility for their own lives and for the future of others. That's why it's tough being a pioneer. Because you can't relax. Just when you really relax, you got a responsibility. Listen, we're all real here. I just took communion, so I can't lie. Come on, somebody. There's still not one day I don't want to quit. It gets hard. You guys, you know, pastor said the success, but it gets hard, man. There's not one day since I tell my wife, man, I'm going to tell pastor that he launched me out somewhere else. As a matter of fact, when we're in meetings, when he's talking about a city, I even stick my head out so he can just anoint it. Say, here I am. Send me. He goes, no, you got to stay there. Man. Somebody say amen. I'm just a pioneer. That's how I started that city. I like, you know. But pioneers are misunderstood. Why? Because that's their spirit. They'll never be satisfied. I hope you're not satisfied at your level. I hope you're not satisfied with just Sundays. Your family depends on you. Your children depend on you. Your grandchildren depend on you. They don't depend on a Christian to just come once in a while. They depend on a leader. That's what a pioneer does. That's why pioneers are, they're committed. And that's why they're misunderstood. Oh, he thinks he's all this. Oh, she's all that. Oh, she's the pets. She's the pastor's pet. No, it's because they'll never be satisfied. Because that's a pioneering spirit. How many can say amen? Right? And that's where our growth is at. In our church, too, a lot of people come back. A lot of our people that first started with us came back, are coming back, and they said, man, pastor, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I thought you were angry at me. I said, no, it's because I was pioneering. Well, a lot of them came. It was my first, second year. You know, when you're in there, you're focused. You're hitting the streets. You're believing God. You're praying. You're evangelizing. You go to the jails. You're trying to make it happen. And then when you expect that from people, which were in expectation, the year of expectation, God does expect from us to be faithful in the area of pioneering. In the area of others. How many can say amen? Pioneer, that's why. Man of God. You're men in the home. That's why it's costing you. That's why you're struggling. Why? God is making a pioneer. Because when you get in there, it's not going to get any easier. It's going to get harder. Your wife might say, well, now you just stay with me and let's go to this church. Ah, I'm going to Victory Outreach. There's going to be a struggle. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be an opposition. But a pioneer knows how to fight the good fight of faith and, man, stay faithful. That's what a pioneer does. Because, man, there are days that there's struggles and there's opposition, there's hardships, but they keep focus to the command. Second thing that it says there is a pioneer, number one, knows how to get out, step out, but a pioneer knows not how to get attached to. Look at what it says, that Abraham was a pilgrim while he was waiting for the promise. What happens is this, too many Christians, God blesses them, and then they begin to attach themselves to the blessing, and they lose the focus. A pioneer's faith, understand, it's not my money. I know you guys were going to look at me. A pioneer knows that I'm just a steward, a manager. This ain't my money. It's God's money. A pioneer understands it ain't my wife. It's God's daughter. A pioneer says it ain't my house. It's God's house. A pioneer says God blessed me to this car, not for myself, so I can continue growing in the things of God. See, a pioneer understands not to attach themselves, but stay a pilgrim. Ain't nothing mine. I'm just passing through. This is just our temporary address. 305 South 9th Street is a temporary address. My call and my destiny is first heaven. And all that is down here, I'm just passing through. Come on, somebody. Come on, let's give Jesus. But what happens, a lot of Christians, all of a sudden, they get attached. They stop, and they take the tent down. Now they build a house. I like that tent. When you're a pioneer, you're moving. Oh, come on, somebody. I remember when they were young, our daughters used to say, Dad, are we ever going to stay in one house? You know how it is when you're pioneering in a home, and you're moving to a place, you're moving to a church. I don't know how many houses we moved to. That's a pioneer. It's not ours. We'll wait. When God is ready, he'll bless us. Pioneers, they don't attach themselves. Be careful. Be careful. Marriages, family, people, possessions can get you anchored and you miss it. Because pioneers understand, I'm just a passing through. I'm just a passing through. It shocks my family. My family don't understand. Man, don't you? It's not mine. What do you mean it's not yours? It's not mine. It's God's. I said, that's why God blesses us. Because he understands that we are never going to keep anything. We're just going to be good stewards. Because it's for the kingdom. And they trip out, man. They see us traveling. They see us, you know, man, how do you guys do it, man? I have two jobs. We're working 24/7. You know, California. California is crazy, man. You can have two people working with two incomes and still that's not enough to maintain the house, the cars, the food. Everything's expensive. My cousins have houses that only they come to sleep in because they got to leave early because of traffic. They come late because of traffic, and they only got 3 hours of sleep, and they don't even enjoy those houses. But with God, how many can say amen? See, don't get attached. It's all Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall endure forever. As long as we got his word, don't worry about the world. Don't worry about the pressures of your family. Man, just trust God and let God know it ain't mine, it's yours, God. And watch God bless you. Watch God give you more. Watch God entrust you with more. How many can say amen? God is good. And we got to honor the pioneers. I thank God for Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie and the elders. Because of them, man, I have a calling. You know, who would have licensed us? Who? I tried it. Sorry, Pastor. But I just to find out how it is, I'm trying to send applications. And I give my background. Sorry, denied. You know, a felon here. My education, I didn't hit it the right way. I didn't fulfill it. You don't qualify. But look at here. License, opportunity to serve God in every level, entrusted. We couldn't be trusted with nothing before. You can have a family now. You can behave in a marriage. Come on, somebody. If you ask me, Pastor, how can you have a long marriage? Behave, brother. That's all. Just don't answer. Go to your room. Mata al hombre. Just kill that old man. Because you know what? It ain't going to work. You ain't going to win the victory. Man, you know what? Just shush. I mean, you know, my wife and I were celebrating 31 years of marriage this November. What would a pioneer tell you in a marriage? We were the first Christians. First family. How did that happen? Obedience to God. I cannot give you that we read a powerful marriage book. They even had back in those days some marriage seminars. Today, Victor Arch has everything for all of you guys. And you guys don't take opportunity. Look at these marriage seminars. You can get Vetti online. We had to travel to get our schooling, man. Hours. I remember we used to come down here from El Paso. One Saturday out of the month, travel all the way out here to get our Vetti so we can get licensed. And today, you can get 36 units online, and nobody's doing it. Hello, somebody. And back then, woo! I think sometimes it's too easy for the newer generation. Remember what I said about sacrifice? It hurts me, and I'm almost there, guys. It hurts me to see how this new generation dishonored the sacrifice of those that went before us and died so we can have a freedom. And then stand up and say, I ain't going to do it. Maybe they should go to war. That's what I say. And you know what I say too in the kingdom of God? I think sometimes this new generation, the gang gets it too easy. But we should do old school. You can't come in here. I don't care if he's your pastor. Until your license. That drove me to live for God and excel and pursue. When I was told, when my brother used to walk with, I was his home director, and I used to go to the green room, and they said, sorry, you can't come in. And I would say, but I'm his disciple. Come on, somebody. I'm his right-hand man. I got 15 guys in the home. I used to get angry. And then my brother would look at me, what's wrong? Man, Charlie, I ain't doing it. That's what's wrong with you. He goes, come here. I want you to earn your license. I want you to get mad because that mad you can turn into good and it's going to cause you to pursue until you get it. Huh? So gang, got it too easy, man, sometimes, man. Sheesh. I remember one day I went to a war conference Man, all the license section was already packed with disciples of the pastor. And I'm like, I'm a licensed minister. Sorry, pastor. And I told the usher, they got it too easy. I remember they used to stop me right here and say, you ain't a license. Put on his own director. And that caused me an anger. You know what? That's why today, some of us old school, that's why today we feel proud. You know why? Everything we got, we earned it. We earned it. It wasn't just, when I was in my church, I didn't see a pulpit for announcements back in those days. Now, you almost had to be a licensed minister before they even tell you to go pick up an offering. Because it was a standard. Because there was a value that, you know what, you got to excel. You got to go for it. You got to prove yourself. Things aren't just going to happen, be given to you. But today, man, come on, somebody. Is that okay? See, that's why we got to respect the pioneers, man. Because sometimes these new generation, they step on our toes. Man, on the older school, man, we wouldn't, woo, man. I mean, I think that some of the men today under the discipleship we had right here, you wouldn't make it. I mean, rebukings, corrections in front of public. I mean, humiliation to see where you were at in front of people. See if you will cry. Oh, come on, somebody. See if you will run. But today, we got to be civil. Can you please move that chair, please, por favor? And I'll take you out to eat. And you'll walk in with me and the licensed minister in the next conference. But all Holy Ghost pioneers didn't care. Is that okay? Say ouch. And one thing about pioneers, you get seniority, so I feel okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nothing but love. And then lastly, pioneers finish well. Look at what it says. That Abraham kept his eyes on who really made his place. And that was God. We have a lot of casualties of war, even in ministers. And I got to take care of myself. But pioneers know how to just finish well. And that's what I want to close with. That's what I want to do. I got a family that depends on me. I've seen already the devastation of what a father's fall does to a whole family. A pastor's fall does to a whole church. One of the things that pioneers do, like Father Abraham, no matter what temptation, no matter what seduction, no matter what distraction, they know how to keep their eyes on the prize. At your level, keep your eyes. Your family needs you. All different levels, but here, there you go, play the piano. We need to keep our eyes. And I remember my jefita, if I can say it, if you permit, my jefita, Linda. I'm from the 70s, from L.A. Back then, it was la jefita in the neighborhood, mi jefa, mom, tattoo mom, jefa. You know what? When we were here taking communion, I remembered her. And I know I did it right, but I started saying, thank you, Mom, because of you. I am an American. And not only became an American, I became a Christian American. And not only I became a Christian American, I became Victory Outreach. And not only did I become, I am Victory Outreach. And my family, I wish you would have been here to see my grandchildren. It kind of hurts me that God took her. She saw my brother's grandkids and some of the descendants there. But in my side, it was like, but one day we're all going to be in heaven. How many can say amen? Until then, I got to keep my eyes from my family. My family is growing. I'm blessed, man. I feel backslid because yesterday I was over there with my son-in-law, my future son-in-law. And like, man, I should be with Pastor Daddy right now. What's up with this? But you know what? I got to be a leader to them now on a different level. My wife and I. Now I have sons. And I know what, in 1980 I was supposed to die out of an OD. And God said, I'm going to give you one more chance. I was 20 years old. And I didn't come to God because I was looking for a wife or a family. I just came to God because I didn't want to go to hell. I think we got to preach that message just simple. Hey, brother, if I come to Christ, what will he give me? Heaven, brother, that's it. Well, what about my name? I don't know about all that. Well, what about my ex-girlfriend? Forget it. I don't know about that. But one thing I do know, if you come to Jesus, he'll write your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. He'll give you a mansion, a street out of gold. And anything after that, it is his will. And because he saw my heart right there, later on he told me, I'm going to give you a family. You're going to be a man that is never going to say no to me later. You're going to be a man that's going to stay focused. You're going to be a man that is going to allow no distractions. And you're going to be a man of your word to me. Because I told him. And I told him when he placed me here, Victory Outreach. Loyal. Hey, bless all these other ministries. But these other ministries, they didn't come down to me. And when I go back to Mighty Men of Valor, I take our church, our men, our women, and I show them my neighborhood where I give a testimony that when we're in the hood, dead end, I used to get high. There was a church across the street. It was a Seventh-day Adventist church. And we'd be getting high, and I was tired. I was like 17, 18, and we'd be going like that. And we'd be watching these people through the window worshiping God. And I would say, man, hey, homeboy, is that real? O la están jugando. How can they be happy without getting high? And the Holy Spirit at that age was already attracting me. And I wanted God. But you know how it is in the clica. You don't want to be weak. You don't want to. And I would look and I was like, man, you know, can that be real? And then they would come out of service. And then I'd be standing with the guys like this, hoping they cross the street. And they would look at us and go to the parking lot. And you know what I would tell my homeboy? I remember him. And you know, back then, homeboys were Flacco, Mousy, Shorty. I said, man, homeboy, Mousy, you check that out? And he goes, yeah, man, what's up with that? I said, we must be so bad that God cannot cross the street. That's why when I got saved and got in Victory Outreach, I tell our people, we need to be alert. There's other Renees. There's other Billy Graham. Somebody touch me in the street. That's what a pioneer does. Listen, we got to stay Victory Outreach Albuquerque. We're looking to you guys. I put you on the spot. We're looking to y'all. Our people are looking to you now. And if you're not following my pastor's leading, then they're going to wonder. But if you're a pioneer, you're going to now say, they're watching me. Deming is watching me. Las Cruces is watching me. El Paso is watching you. I'm watching you. Well, you don't believe that. I'm watching you. You're my regional church. I come here to get some water. It gets tough down south. I see this as the Jacob's well. I drink of you guys, of my pastors, of the leadership. And I get all I can because I got to go back south, me and my wife. We got to fight devils. We got to continue taking that gospel, occupying territory. But I'm looking at you guys, too. Because you're my regional church. Mm-hmm. And if you say you are a leader and you ain't doing it, I'm going to say, what's up with that, Holmes? Come on now. We're hungry. We're growing because we've been keeping our eyes on you. That's why we bring everybody. I want you to check out the music. Well, how do I do it? Whatever day you see, monkey do. I stay with Pastor Dan, Sister Barry, and just listen to what they're doing. We'll bring it in. Hey, kids gang, watch. Just watch and do. Watch and do. Watch and do. That's how we're going to grow. That's a pioneer. I want you to stand with me. Now close your eyes. I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes. How many love Jesus? Hallelujah. I just want to do one thing real quick. If you say, Pastor, you know what? I understand now why the struggle. I want you to pray for me. Just come quickly and we'll pray as we play this song of worship. Come on. Remember. Come on now, especially in the home. Come on now. Hallelujah. Pioneering. Raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands.